And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Thursday morning. We are now here with K-State Associate Professor of Finance, Ansley Chua. And first off, welcome. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're going to talk cryptocurrencies. That's something that we've seen in the news headlines for quite a while now, quite a few years.
Yep.
But especially in December, it was really in the headlines because Bitcoin just skyrocketed.
It exploded. Yes,
everybody got in on mm-hmm. it, or tried to.
Yep.
So before we get into the specifics, I guess just kind of give us a foundation to build on what exactly is a cryptocurrency.
So cryptocurrencies, okay. So when we talked about cryptocurrency, it's actually not a currency, right? So because when you talk about currencies, you think of something that you can buy and sell stuff with. But really, this is more like a crypto token where people say, okay, you own this piece of something, whatever it happens to be. And people say it's worth something. But you can't really buy stuff with it yet. The idea with like Bitcoin is basically that they're only going to produce like 21 million of these Bitcoins. And that since there's a limited amount, then this will be just kind of like the gold, like a gold standard where there's limited amount of gold so that people would want this and it's going to hold its value.
Now Bitcoin it's not anything physical though, right?
It's not. So basically the technology underneath it is the blockchain. That thing is valuable because they allow us to basically say, you get this and I know you're getting whatever it is. You can handle the transactions and make sure that the transactions are done securely. And that's the backbone of the Bitcoin, is that basically saying that now I have a Bitcoin, I'm giving it to you. I'm ensuring that you're getting that Bitcoin. But the Bitcoin itself is just kind of like a token that moves back and forth, right? The blockchain ensures that the Bitcoins are moving securely.
The blockchain.
The blockchain is the underlying technology.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, you know, credit cards, making sure that when the credit card swipes, that currency goes from your bank to that company. It ensures that there's a secure way of transferring that money. Right, but you know they do it in different technologies. The Bitcoin itself, though, makes sure that you get that Bitcoin from you to me, and then it's in a distributed ledger, so many, many different computers make sure that nobody can hack that system. And that's the idea behind this. So when they say there's only 21 million Bitcoins, it's always going to be 21 million because nobody can hack it, nobody can create more.
It has a distinct signature that can't
yes.
be duplicated, basically,
yeah.
in a way.
Yeah, and make sure that there's, when you get it and you give it to me, that nobody else can steal the in-between, like go get in-between and take that from you.
And right now, looking at, Bitcoin's really the most popular one. There's a
it is.
Lot more.
There are a lot more.
Yeah.
So the idea was, okay, so if we create Bitcoin and there's only 21 million of those, that means that there's no way that, you know, that we can create more and then the value that will hold. Right, it's kind of like gold because there's a limited amount of gold. Then there's the value of the gold will stay whatever it happens to be. So same idea with Bitcoin, because if there's only 21 million, if no more is being created, the value will hold at that value. Right, so it's going to store the value that you say it has because there's not going to be any more. The problem is now more and more companies are developing new and new cryptocurrencies, crypto tokens. So that the idea of there's a limited amount is actually going away, right? So now there
kind
are
like
more
gold and silver,
yeah,
and
so
copper
gold and silver.
And,
so it's kind of like people are basically creating more gold, right? So here basically we think gold is valuable because there's only a limited amount of it, but more and more companies are creating more and more gold. Is kind of the idea, right? So now Ethereum is creating more gold. Other companies are creating more gold. Kodak is actually creating a new cryptocurrencies that. Kodak the photo company. Yeah, they're creating their own blockchain to create their own crypto tokens.
And what are some of the other cryptocurrencies? There's Bitcoin. I think Litecoin is
Litecoin,
the one I've heard of.
There's a whole bunch. There's a whole Litecoin, Ethereum, Kodak. So some of these companies have their own crypto coins also.
Brady Bowman with K-State Associate Professor of Finance, Ansley Chua, talking about cryptocurrencies and trying to simplify a very complex system.
It is. It's the idea behind this is basically saying, you know, people are worried that the U.S. government's like debasing the dollar, right? So if I buy Bitcoin, since there's a limited amount, it holds the value to the Bitcoin. The problem is that, you know, it doesn't hold. You're never going to be able to use it to actually buy stuff, right? So if I own some Bitcoins, and I need to pay my employees, or if a company needs to pay its employees, they can't pay them in Bitcoins because my employees need to have the dollars in order to pay their rent, to pay their taxes, and all these kinds of things. And the Bitcoin doesn't really allow you to do that.
Right? I thought there was maybe a couple companies that have allowed it. I think.
Yeah.
Want to say like Kanye West, maybe. Not Kanye West. Maybe it's 50 Cent. Somebody allowed their album to be bought with Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, who. I think it was. I can't remember
I'll look that up.
The artist. But yes, there. So that basically says, it's kind of like me saying, okay, can I buy your car with cryptocurrencies, right? So yeah, we can trade, we can barter things, right? So if you like my, let's say you like my jacket or whatever it happens to be, I can buy your shirt with my jacket, and that's okay, right? So we're kind of like trading some of your things with some of my things, and that's the same thing that's happening there. But you're not really buying stuff, right? Because I don't think it'll ever be fully used by everybody because you can't do a lot of the things that you use money for. Things like, again, taxes and all those kinds of things.
Yeah, I did just look it up and did find an article. Microsoft users, and now I got a pop-up ad, of course. Microsoft users can use Bitcoin to purchase games, movies, and apps in Windows and Xbox stores, apparently. Virgin Galactic accepts purchases using Bitcoin. Overstock.com. That was the one that I had
Overstock.
Heard of.
Overstock. Yeah. Overstock is starting to use it. But again, you know, from a company perspective, right? I want to sell something for $10,000, right? So this is the thing that I'm going to sell. If I'm going to buy it with a Bitcoin, right now the Bitcoin's worth $9,300.
One Bitcoin.
One Bitcoin. Right. So tomorrow it might be worth $9,200. It might be worth $9,400. It might be worth $10,000, might be $15,000. The value of these Bitcoins just keeps going up and down so much that as a company, I don't know that what I'm getting is what I really want, what I really need, right? My expenses are going to stay the same. My employees are going to want to get paid in dollars, right? Your salary is paid in dollars.
Right.
So I know as a company, my CEO is going to get paid $2.5 million. They need to get paid in dollars. So if I don't know what my input the money I'm selling my stuff for I don't know how much that's worth because it keeps going up and down. That's too risky for a business. And I'm guessing these companies will start pulling back because the value of these things are going to keep going up and down.
Is that probably why they maybe got in the business just on speculation? Kind of taking a game will be like, well, maybe it'll go up a whole bunch in a week and we've just made a bunch of money.
And that's the thing. That's why a lot of people are getting into the Bitcoin businesses basically because they have seen the value of the Bitcoin kind of spike up, right? And then they see it, and the companies see this and go, oh, if we sell our stuff for X amount of Bitcoins, the next day it's going to be worth even more. So I'm going to make more money. The problem is people are just kind of chasing the value, right? So I think it's worth 10 grand. So somebody pays me, so I take 10 grand, spend 10 grand for that Bitcoin.
Because there are exchanges for this with actual money.
There are, yeah. And then we'll get to the exchanges in a sec. So then I buy it for this, and with expectation that tomorrow I'm going to sell it for $100 more, $1,000 more, right? And then just the expectation is that it's just going to keep going up. The only problem is somebody has to pay for that, right? There has to be somebody else on the other side willing to buy that at that price, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
So I don't know. There's going to be a limit, right? So somebody at some point, somebody's going to say, no, that's a little too much. And that's what's happening right now. So the prices of these cryptocurrencies are kind of pulling back. So it was at, I think, $12,000 several days ago. Now it's at like $9,300. So the swings in those prices are just outrageous.
Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back and talk more cryptocurrencies. Getting a lot of great information here. I'm getting an education. I hope you listeners are too. We'll come back with more on InFocus here on News Radio KMAN.